Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
Oh no, you changed it already. And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
What is going on? I hate that.
I purposely tried to switch it up for you.
Yeah,
I
didn't like it. And this week's topic is, well, you asked, number... So yeah, it's clearly number... And we've been doing it for times, so that's pretty obvious that it's going to be number...
Sean's wearing his extra short shorts today, so I have the privilege of just looking at his penis the whole episode. Are we allowed to say that in the first like 30
penis?
Seconds?
Yeah, we've said honestly a lot worse in the first 30
that's
seconds.
True. And that's why the videos are now only on Patreon.
Yeah.
And on YouTube.
I'm also wearing a tank top. I feel very like sexual.
Okay.
No?
Okay. No?
Well,
you look nice.
It's so fucking hot. I hate the heat. I'm over it already.
Yeah. What's this episode again?
Well, you asked.
I want to say something.
Okay.
We're fighting today.
We are fighting today. I also want to say something.
Okay.
I'm just getting over your fight already. I think the bullying people hashtag get Sean to 7K is working.
Is it?
Yeah. I've been getting a few more follows recently. I think
That's it.
Well, I mean, we're not going to fucking be moving mountains here, but I've definitely been getting some more. So okay. Hashtag get Sean to 7K is happening. If I'm already at 7K, just keep going. You know,
get Sean to 8K.
Get Sean to 10K because I want the swipe up.
You can get that now regardless.
Oh.
You can just swipe up now.
Well, they should give you something.
They should.
Like a sandwich.
They give you the
something.
Benefit of not having the number written out. It just looks short and
cute.
Oh,
that is nice.
Which is nice.
Yeah. So get me to 10K, honestly.
At Sean.Lusk.
At Sean.Lusk.
And wherever you're listening, make sure to follow or subscribe. And also what was I going to say?
Probably to follow and subscribe.
No, I was going to say something particular about that. I had it on my mind. I'll come back to it.
Okay, so go back. Don't feel pressure.
I am feeling an immense amount of pressure today.
Well, don't. It's all good vibes here. Just there has not been a single good vibe here ever. It's honestly always rancid
vibes.
Putrid vibes. So I lied.
Follow or subscribe. Oh, I was going to say, I don't remember what the milestone was, but we're about to, on iTunes, hit like a subscriber milestone.
Oh, what?
Yeah. It like sent an email that was like, oh, you're almost at like some sort of milestone.
Oh, that's...
So I'll follow up with what that is.
Perfect.
But
it's 10 mil.
I don't think they tell you how many it is.
It's probably 10 mil.
So I would guess, yeah.
I would use the context clues to get 10 mil.
So we're going for 10 million
10 mil.
On iTunes. And
they just
really
loosely say you're about to hit a milestone, but don't tell you what it is.
Yeah, because iTunes doesn't disclose how many subscribers you have.
Right.
It's like part of their terms and agreements.
So what did they say?
It was just like a congratulations, like you hit like a milestone or
wing
something
face.
Like that. No, I'm serious.
I don't like that.
Close to 10 mil.
Somebody bring Steve back. I need to kick his ass.
I think that what we can see is most important, which is the reviews.
And they better be 5 stars.
They better be 5 stars.
Oh my God. Somebody, this is so haunting.
Okay.
Somebody sent me a message that said, Sean, I think you would enjoy this bit of dark humor. I've been catching up on the podcast and I got to the one that you guys were, as we do, threatening people's families and livelihoods for reviews.
So the last 175 episodes.
My granny was in the hospital. So I immediately ran to review. And I was like, I need to be using my powers for good, not evil. Because I cursed the entire year of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So I shouldn't be throwing things out about grannies.
Honestly... No, I would say if anyone has a
the thing is, it
granny,
did work. It did
oh, it worked.
Work.
The granny
reviewed.
Was saved.
I haven't got that far.
Oh my God.
But we secured the review, baby.
It worked. I thought you meant that it was
the good, not evil.
I'm picturing like we're the new Jesus. Like when people pray.
You pray to old Jesus? What about new Jesus? It's giving new Jesus.
Like I'm imagining, you know how like there's that meme? It's like, I'm not religious, but when turbulence hits.
Oh, bitch.
I'm picturing it's that, but with people with reviewing our podcast.
I'm picturing it like, you know, when you like pray to Jesus and he's like really hopeful and really like nice and yeah. like, oh, please let this happen. I'm picturing us being the opposite, uh-huh. that they're praying to us that we're not going to do something bad. You know?
They're not praying for they're us praying, to help.
They're praying for they're forgiveness praying us to stop. And they're praying for the curse to end.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I respect that.
Yeah. So I really hope this person's granny's doing okay, because that actually, I was like,
honestly,
that's,
yeah.
I was like, that's jokes funny. Aside, that's but jokes aside, that's really sad, and I hope they're doing okay, and I will be putting all of the good vibes out for granny.
Same. And this has taken a dark, sad turn. I don't know how to respond now, because I feel bad, because we just made a
they
whole
said
bit.
It's dark humor.
Okay, so yeah, they're in on it. They're in on it.
They
okay.
ended it by saying, like, leave my family and my dog alone. And I said, I'll leave your family. I watch the dog, though.
You know what? They you know what? They get us.
They get it, yeah.
They get us, because yeah. that's how we deal with trauma, but sometimes I forget that not everyone does, and totally. Then we do, like, a whole bit on it, and I'm like, is this person sad now? But I think they're okay. They
We're
sound
giving
like a good
vibes.
Time.
I also am just a firm believer in like very weird coincidences. I don't think anything's actually like, I don't think any vibes are being put out in the universe.
Okay, so you know how last episode I said I hope all of my family isn't listening, because we were talking about like kinks and stuff.
Yeah,
and, like,
sand gay, heels again.
shitting out dumplings and yeah. stuff. I literally went over to mom's place today to plan my sister's baby shower.
Okay.
And
just a wholesome family activity.
And my sister was like, oh my God, I listened to your latest podcast. And she says that like once every like 20 podcasts, yeah. right? And I'm like, fake of them. All of the fucking episodes, it was so funny. But actually, the only reason that I said that was for people that I actually think might have a problem with like dumplings up people's butts.
I don't think Dawn would be offended. I think she would be not interested.
I think she'd be on board.
I think she'd be curious.
Not for dumplings.
No, for the instance. Yeah. I think she'd be very down.
I hate what this has become. No, my family's actually so chill and everything. But I like to give it out. But then afterwards, I listen back, because every once in a while, I'll listen. If someone mentions something that I said in the podcast, I'm like, oh, I'm curious, because I just black out afterwards. I don't really remember what I just said, because it's just like a free train of thought on this bad boy. And I listened to it. And what was funny is I gave the warning after.
I said that in that
all
episode.
Of the things. Yeah. And you were like, you're giving it now?
I was like, we're like 5 gays deep.
I'm like, I've got to start doing it at the beginning. But you know what? Sometimes the ball just gets rolling. And I feel like what I mean by that is we just talked about like this person having dark humor. And we talked about like, I think if you're in this podcast, if you listen to this podcast.
That should be the warning.
Enough. It's the warning. Yeah. Like we should just have like a warning is you're listening.
You're not going to ever listen to this and feel good about yourself. You know?
I mean, I know that I don't when I leave this situation.
And I know that transcends to the listeners.
I have
Speaking
something,
of that, oh, should okay, we do okay, some... Yeah. Oh, what do you have to say?
I have something...
What do you have to say, bitch?
I have something to say before we talk... Oh, Christ. Okay, I've got to give a background before we get into this. Before this episode, full disclosure... Sean was late. He tried to blame it on me. That's why we got in an argument. Sean was late, and then he told me, don't worry about hurrying over because I'm running late. So I took his words at face value.
Right.
And in turn, took an extra 45 minutes to get over. And then he was like, oh, about time. I'm like, you told me to take my time.
I was just more offended that you didn't respond to my text message saying that I was home and I had to follow up with a second emoji of a rat.
On the phone, Sean
what
said.
What do you have to say for yourself about that?
I said,
exactly.
On the phone. I was like, okay, well, I guess if you're gonna be late, I'll get an extra beer then.
I think there was just confusion in my
mind. There wasn't. It was clear. It was crystal clear. I said, I will get another beer. And you said, oh, you probably get more than one beer. I'm gonna be really late.
I thought you would be like waiting in the wings for my text. That's what, you know, I thought you would just be like concerned and ready to record the podcast that you love with your best friend. But, you know, foolish of me, I guess.
Sean, we're fighting. I took your words at face value. So then anyways.
Never do that.
I listened to Sean when he told me that it was okay to get more than one beer because he was going to be very late.
Right.
So then me and two of our friends, Dana and Dallas, proceeded to get more than one beer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had all had more than one beer. So we thought it would be a good idea for us to all come over and have a little chat.
Yes.
And then Sean told me I was late.
I thought you were waiting. I thought that's what was happening. I thought you were like getting it.
I was. And then I changed my mindset because you were going to be late. So then I was trying to enjoy my time. Well, maybe you should
change your mindset to peace and happiness about the situation. Do you ever think about that?
Sean, I feel bad for anyone you've ever encountered.
All I feel is joy and gratitude. So maybe you need to work on yourself.
Dana just messaged me. Sorry we delayed your podcast. You made her feel bad about delaying the podcast.
Say fuck you, never come to Sean's house again. Should we answer some advice?
No, I have one more thing to talk about.
Oh my god.
Elephants or witches?
I'm gonna need a little more context than that.
Okay, so first of all, it's only 10 minutes in and you want advice already? Jesus. Well, there, Christ, I'm sure there's a lot down. Of
every single time we have more advice than we can handle, and it's because we do this bullshit for 15 minutes, okay. 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
The apple bubbly, the new apple bubbly. Slaps. It hits like different. Candy. It's
yeah.
so good.
Yeah.
And it's limited time edition.
No, I think I'm genuinely going to be one of those people that like that entire cupboard, I think is going to be filled with bubbly.
You gotta stash
kidding.
It away. It's so good.
It's good.
It's so fucking yeah. good. Okay, so.
And I'm a dirty, dirty, filthy slut for a sparkling water. Is that what I said?
You heard it here first. Oh, I actually have so many things to talk about. I'm so sorry, but it's actually very important. It's very important. It's okay. very important. We'll save the elephant witches for next time.
No. What is that?
Okay. Very quickly, elephants bury each other. You've heard that before, have
no.
you? Okay. Elephants, like, you don't just see like a dead elephant carcass lying around because they bury each other. They do like funerals.
Don't they have like flat feet?
What does that have to do with anything?
What is the explain the digging to me?
I don't know. I've never witnessed it, but I just know this to be true.
Or is it folklore?
Anyways, everyone on our Discord weigh in about elephants.
Okay, what is the witches? What's the ore?
Okay, so something new that's come out is they also do like rituals at moonlight.
Elephants.
Elephants.
I thought you said elephants or witches.
No, are witches.
Oh, I was like, I have to choose between elephant, the age old question, elephants or witches.
Elephants are witches.
I love that for them.
They bury their friends and family. They do seances. And they're just also like kind of magical.
I love that for them.
Okay, anyways, the other thing I have to talk about is I'm really annoyed with you because
I've sensed that.
I want everyone listening to know that Sean and I finally have an opportunity in Vancouver to host an I Can Explain meetup.
You can't pin this entire thing on me, you little rat.
I will.
I'm gonna send you another rat emoji.
And I was so excited about it. I was like, oh my God, we get to hang out with anyone who's local that listens to I Can Explain. And Sean said, no.
Well, first of all, they're called explainers, so maybe respect them.
They're called gabers, first of all. Are they explainers or gabers? You always call them explainers. And I get very confused.
I think gabers is probably better.
We should do a Patreon vote. Gabers or
gabers
explainers.
Makes a lot more sense, but I think explainers is funny because once again it ties into the fact that you would think that this podcast is about
it's like a science. It is. I just provided the information of whether elephants
you can't
are witches or or witches.
That's a good title. Elephants or witches.
In brackets are yeah. Exactly.
You can't pin that on me. I have a bachelor party for one of my lifelong best friends.
So is it your lifelong best friend or is it the explainers?
Oh shit, it's like elephants are witches all over again.
Well, we know the answer because Sean
Sophie's choice
won't be there. And I'm pissed. I'm really pissed. And and I'll be doing it anyway solo, and it'll be awkward because everyone will be like, where's Sean? And I'll be like, I have a diva cup in my vagina.
Well, based on every single time you meet people, I don't think anybody's going to be asking where I am. Considering you said last time you went out and you met people, you rejoiced and shared a drink over me not being there. I don't think I'm really going to be missed.
But that's jokes. That's like just for fun. Yeah. Okay, in all seriousness, by the time
this 15 minutes in, okay.
By the time this episode goes up, I'm going to be plugging. I have to plug something.
Okay.
I have to plug my phone number. It's not for people thinking I'm doxing myself. I'm not.
No, it's like a fake phone number, but it's like a real phone number.
Exactly. It's very hard to describe to people because they're like, but it is your phone number then, because it's like, it's fully an app on my phone. Like, it's like, you know, when you have the messaging app on your phone, messages on iPhone.
Yeah. iMessage.
Yeah. iMessage it. Is it iMessage or messages?
iMessage.
Okay. Well, this one is literally just called messages.
Okay.
On my phone. And I go to it and it looks exactly like text.
Yeah.
Like, it's very odd because it just looks like a text, and I can text back. I can send photos. I can send GIFs. I can send anything GIFs? I want. Yeah. GIFs.
Oh, I got it now.
Do you say GIFs?
No, I thought there was a T there. Oh, and I was like, I would like to be sent a gift.
No, GIFs. GIFs. It works the exact same. It looks the same, everything. And it comes to my phone and I respond to everyone.
I like how the inventor of GIFs was like, it's GIFs. And I was like, literally, fuck off.
Like, fuck
like,
you.
Like, go home.
Literally.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Are you not embarrassed?
Are you not embarrassed?
Seriously. So, anyways, everyone, wherever you're listening, please text this number. This it's is 604. You dox me. You actually dox me. I just
fully dox you.
It's actually my number, and I actually try my best to respond to everyone. I do miss a few, but I respond to as many people personally as I can. And then also what I do is I send out notifications in your area that I'm going to be there and nude and available. No, but actually, I don't like annoy people. I don't sell your information. Like, it's nothing like
that.
You
can't say that you don't annoy people.
Okay. I may annoy people. But like, it's not like just random, like, hey, I uploaded a video or something. Like, I don't promote like random regular content.
Okay.
It's just for meetups, because if I come to your area, I want you to know about events. And
listen, if I'm coming in your area, I want you to know.
I want you to come with me, baby. Let's go.
I want you to know.
So text this number, 1-310-510-6129. Again, that's 1-310-510-6129. Because I actually have a meetup on the Wednesday before Pride in Vancouver, the 27th mm-hmm. of July. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say it yet, but I have... in Seattle for during Pride, I have a meetup, and
keep it vague.
I want y'all to know about it, but I can't say about it yet. And that's it.
There's time.
Okay.
There's time.
Let's get advice going. Has this episode been really bad?
No, I've loved it.
Okay, good. I'm having fun. I just can't.
You know, I'm trying to still make the decision about if I would want elephants or witches.
If you had to pick between the two.
Yeah, I think I would choose witches.
I can't wait to listen back to this episode of your initial reaction of me not understanding.
I honestly, do you know what I thought it was?
What?
I thought it was another fucking doors.
Doors or wheels?
Wheels. I was like, do I think there's more elephants or witches? I don't know, honestly. There's another one, legs versus eyes. Did you hear about that?
Oh, fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. It's legs.
It's legs.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Why wouldn't it be?
Think how many things have lots of eyes.
So many things have lots of legs.
I know, but I don't know if they're including like chair legs.
No, but even animal legs. Like 4-2 most of the time.
42.
4-2-2. I know I've had 2 craft beers, so I'm a little...
blizzard.
Tippity Sklizzard. Dippity over here.
Glizzard.
Okay. Someone said... I've been waiting for this.
Perfect.
Please give me any advice. I'm kind of sure I'm bi, but I've struggled all my life with getting close to men. Recently, I've been texting with a guy from work. I wasn't totally into him, but he has a cute dog. Okay.
That'll get you.
I kind of ghosted him because I couldn't imagine going out with him. And I compulsively downloaded Tinder to look for girls instead because I always bolt from men. I guess I'm just confused and battling with compulsive heterosexuality because it keeps telling me that I absolutely need to date men even though I'm not ready at all and feel safer and more comfortable with girls right now. Any thoughts, please? And then they said, I love you guys so much and value your insights on queer topics more than anything. That's very sweet.
Very sweet. Terrible decision, but very sweet.
To value us yeah,
as people or our decisions.
That's so true. My thought is, like, I think your gut's already telling you what you need to know.
Yeah. I think we always preface a question like this with the, if you're asking the question to a podcast, you probably have, like, most of the answer. You just have to, like, piece the pieces together like a puzzle.
Yeah.
But I also, like...
I also think that, like, a lot of times, and I was like this when I was figuring out my own sexuality, I wanted someone else to tell me I was right about what I already knew.
Oh, I was hitting Google. I was hitting Reddit.
Exactly.
For sure. Yeah.
So it's like, we can never tell you who you are or what your sexuality is. Like, that would be so impossible and also, like, wildly inappropriate. But I think your answer lies in, like, ask yourself this. What would you have wanted our answer to be? Because I think what you wanted our answer to be and what you wanted our answer to validate is who you are.
Yeah.
You just wanted to
if
hear
we
that.
Had said, straight, would you feel sad?
Yeah. Or like, no, like this definitely sounds
confirmed
like
by.
Would you
sad?
Be like, oh, but I was kind of leaning towards whatever.
Straight, dumb. Yeah.
Or, you know, or if we said, oh, it sounds like you're a lesbian. Would you be like, oh, I don't know. I think I'm bi. Like, you know the answer. So like, what answer were you looking for us to validate?
Yes. I also think that a lot of people have very valid trauma and like apprehension about men, which makes a lot of these things confusing.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's like,
true.
Do I just hate men or am I also attracted to women? It can be confusing.
That is
because
true.
Men are awful. And I think a lot of people do have like a wall up against men because they're so awful. So I'm sure that doesn't help in the confusion.
I agree. And we have a follow-up question that kind of ties into this. This person said...
Same person?
No, it's a different person. Oh, okay. Hey, first I wanted to say I love your podcast and I listen every day. It's wonderful. So I've been solely interested in girls for a few years now, but used to identify as bi. I genuinely cannot tell if my past interest in guys was compet or not because it's been years since I've had any interest in a guy. Now the idea of a relationship with a man makes me sick to my stomach and I don't think I'll ever have any interest in men again. However, sometimes I wonder if I call myself a lesbian because I used to have interest or if I can call myself a lesbian because I used to have interest in guys. And I don't know if that interest was real or compet because it's been so long and I never dated a guy. I hope this makes sense. It totally makes sense.
Totally makes sense. You can call all yourself whatever the fuck you want to.
Literally. Also, I used to date guys and have sex with...
Straight. Confirm straight.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like people... How do I sum this up easy? Your sexual history and your... I like to phrase it because it makes sense for me. It sounds gross to some people to say it this way, but your sexual resume, and I don't mean that like, oh, you're building a resume. I just mean like, think of it as a piece of paper, okay? And you've written everyone you've ever hooked up with, anyone you've ever had sex with, you've kissed, you've dated, whatever. That has nothing to do with who you are or how you identify. Like anything that you've done in the past or even potentially might do in the future, action-based, does not have to do with your identity or your sexuality. There are so many reasons that people continue to stay in relationships despite them invalidating their current identity. There's so many reasons that people dated who they dated in the past or hooked up with who they hooked up with despite their sexuality or gender identity. It is so irrelevant to who you are as a person. Like, I can't say that enough. And as someone who identifies as a lesbian, I will say time and time again that identify however the fuck you want, despite who you've been with in the past. Because totally. I definitely experienced the pressure of trying to explain to people when I was coming out that I knew I was a lesbian, but a lot of people were like, okay, but how does that make sense? Because you said you liked this guy, or you said that you like made out with this guy or whatever. So people were really trying to box me in or like make sense of how I could fit in that box.
Yeah.
And you don't owe anyone that explanation. You get to just identify how you want to identify.
No, and everything is so fluid. And I feel like that's such a typical response, but it really is. And you know me, I'm huge into law, right? Like I'm this huge lawyer, you know, very law
very,
focused, I would
very
say.
Legal.
Very legal.
Yeah.
But honestly, like in I always think about it in like the fact that like if you were doing like a court case or something, this is like the randomest example, but this is actually how it makes sense in my head.
Okay, lawyer Sean.
It's giving lawyer. I'm like Kim Kardashian has really inspired me. But if you're doing like a court case, you literally
of all the lawyers,
I think of the most prominent
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
You if you're doing a court case, you literally focus on like the evidence you have at hand.
Yeah.
If more evidence comes into play later, maybe something else will happen. Like you only have the facts that you have at that given moment, and that's how you feel right now, and that's how you feel validly right now. So do that. If you get more evidence later on, might change. Jury might vote differently, you know.
I thought you were gonna say jerk it differently.
If you get more evidence, jerk it differently.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So, and honestly, that's legal advice from a lawyer, people.
That's coming straight from a lawyer's mouth. Usually I charge by the minute for that.
So, you know what? Take that to fucking heart.
Exactly.
Well spoken.
This should be played in court.
I was going to say Dr. Sean. And I was like, that's not
that's
a lawyer.
It's lawyer to you. It's lawyer Sean to you.
I love whenever you e-transfer me, your full name with middle name comes up and it starts with Mr. So it's like Mr. Sean.
Mr. Lawyer Sean.
And I'm like, this is official. Okay. We have another question.
I would hope so.
I'm dating a girl that I really like. She is wonderful, funny, charming, but I'm really not physically attracted to her. It's not the type I usually go for. I get along with her well. We really clicked from the very start, and that never happens for me. Can a relationship work without physical attraction?
Do you want my real, honest, raw answer?
Raw dog me.
I think they can work without physical attraction.
Okay.
I think if you're asking the question, you probably think it can't, which means maybe for you it can't.
Yes, because I think it depends on the person, because some people value
I think it completely physical depends on the person.
More.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it was something that held no value in a relationship to you, it would just be out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's carrying more weight to the questioner probably means that they think that it can't. And I've been on both sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. And as much as I've loved someone or I have been loved by somebody, if there's thoughts like that that are existing, they have come to a head eventually.
Also, it's sounding like this is fairly early on.
Yeah.
Which I think if it's already a thought in your mind, I don't know.
Yeah.
I also think there's like something to be said with like where you're at in your life and what you value.
Yes. I also think it depends on your own kind of sexual experiences. Like a lot of people take time to grow a sexual connection with somebody.
Yeah.
So maybe that has been true in your past.
Mm-hmm.
So you could apply that and say, maybe it will build in time.
Yeah.
Because if that's something that you have learned to be true in your past, there is hope. And if that's not true in your past, I would say it's not going to happen.
I agree.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
Well, I mean, it's coming from a lawyer, so.
Okay. This is a long one. I haven't pre-read it. I haven't pre-read any of these. Usually I don't, but sometimes I can kind of scan quick. So we're gonna go with the flow here. Okay. How on earth do I get over my first girlfriend breaking up with me? Out of the blue, from my perspective, saying we can be friends and that she still thinks I'm an amazing person, and then not wanting to be with me a week later. Oh, she blocked her on social media. So she asked her about blocking her, and she told me she needed a fresh start. I told her I wished her the best, and if she ever wants to talk, I still care about her. She replied, thank you, and we haven't spoken since.
She doesn't want to talk.
Yeah, she does she not want to fucking talk to you.
And we are awful people, but we're not liars.
But we're not liars.
That's so fucking tough. I think the out of the blue is really probably the hardest part of that, because when you're blindsided, it's hard to get yourself into like the proper headspace, mm-hmm. because the person that is doing the blindsiding didn't blindside themselves.
No, they aren't blindsided. No, them.
They didn't just wake up one morning and say, hey, I'm going to break up with you. Mm-hmm. This has been a thought to them for, I'm so sorry.
No, I know.
But it's how true. It happens.
I think it's almost helpful to hear, because sometimes you're like, did I say something wrong randomly?
But I was also getting to that. Wouldn't that make it easier for you to get over them? They've been planning this. They're a plotter. They're a liar. They're a thief. I would say check your house. Make sure that everything is still there.
Oh my God.
They might have robbed you.
This person asking if they should reach out to their significant ex-significant other. And you're like, check your house for a robbery.
They didn't ask if they should reach out. They said how to get over.
Do you have your assets in line?
Is everything Apple tagged? I would check the locations is all I'm saying. How to get over them. Honestly, don't contact them.
Yeah.
I would say also don't make contacting them a possibility in your mind, because you're holding on to something that they clearly are not. And you deserve somebody that wants to be contacted by you.
Absolutely. Like, also listen to people.
Yeah.
If someone tells you, if someone blocks you on social media, it's very clear. And this is a very toxic piece of advice, but just be angry at them. I feel like it's easier to get over someone when you're just like annoyed. You're like, fuck you for blocking me. Fuck you for your last minute shit. Fuck you for stealing all of my Apple products. Like, honestly.
I agree, because I think that, and I'm the same way as this person, I think I like to see the good in people. And I like to my friends even explain, oh, but they're not a bad person. Your ex blocked you on social media. That is a harsh thing for an ex to do,
and especially when you didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly. So you're allowed to be angry at them, and I think that should maybe influence some thoughts.
Forward. I disagree with that, though. I disagree with that statement. I don't think they're allowed to be angry at them for their ex blocking them.
Why?
Because maybe their ex just doesn't want them in their business. Like, oh, I'm maybe dating new people. I just want you out of my life. I need a clean cut.
Yeah, but they can still be angry at that. It has nothing to do with
that. No, but that's
ex.
What I'm saying. I don't think that anger is valid. But I think make it up. That's helpful to get
valid.
Over.
I think it is valid.
See, I disagree with you. I'd be like, if my friend said to me, oh, I'm angry because my ex
robbed me.
I'm making up a whole situation.
If somebody Grand Theft Auto'd my Honda Civic in broad daylight,
stole my dog, slapped me across the face, and blocked me on social media,
spit on my mom,
I deserve to be angry.
But make that up in your head.
That's what I'm saying. Make it up. Be a bit of a loon. Just
see, but
be
mad. I think there's validity in all anger. I think get angry. Just do it.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how to get over them? Honestly, get angry.
honestly, we are so good advice. I'm sure therapists listen to this and they go, thank jail. God, they're out send there doing the jail. Good work.
A lawyer and a lesbian should not be giving this advice.
A lawyer and a lesbian. Okay.
Wait.
No. Oh, God.
Let me just follow that up. I think get angry, but also like know your worth. That's how you get over people, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Every single time somebody's done
something. Yeah, jokes aside, just be like.
Every single time somebody's done something to me, I haven't been blocked on social media, but like, I'm sure it's waiting in the wings for me.
Yeah.
Just know your fucking worth. Like, if somebody's going to treat you like that, if somebody's going to block you, mm-hmm. know your worth. It makes getting over somebody so much easier when you're like, wow, you're literally not worth my time.
Ask yourself why you're spending your time trying to get unblocked on a fucking social media platform.
Yeah.
Who cares enough about anybody to try and get unblocked on a social media platform? If someone's blocking you on social media, see you later. Yeah. Who cares? Goodbye. Like, I'm lost for words, honestly. Yeah. Thanks for the question. I hope that was helpful.
Hope you're having fun.
Being angry. Yeah. No, honestly, like, fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Okay. I have a hard time differentiating romantic and platonic feelings. Mm. The age-old question, do I want to be her or do I want to be with her? I think it's because it took me so long to realize I was gay that I don't fully allow myself to have crushes. Have you two ever experienced this? Happy Pride. Love you both.
Yes.
Yes. I think a lot of people, like when I was younger and like especially like first coming out like baby gay style, I confused like wanting to be perceived in the way they get perceived,
yeah,
as like thinking they were hot, and it was like, oh, I just want to be like hot like them, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like,
well,
I
think there's another one. It's like, do I want to be them? Do I want to be in them? Do I want to be their enemy? That's also another,
oh, their enemy possibility, yeah,
for the
drama of, yeah, it all.
Yeah.
So have you ever experienced that where you're like, oh, that person's hot, but it's just because
they're cooler than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
But it's like, I want to be cool.
Yeah.
But it's like, I want to be cool like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like when you really step back and think about it, I don't even want them to want me or to want to date me. And I would never want to date them.
I think that's the entire like beauty and confusion of being queer.
I agree. Like, it's impossible to answer.
And yeah, it's honestly, a thousand things will slap you in the face at once.
Yeah.
And sometimes it makes absolutely no sense.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think the thing to differentiate it for yourself is, are you interested in the way that they are perceived, or behind closed doors would you really be like intrigued by like spending time with them? Like, meaning like, yeah, are you looking at them and you're like, oh, they're hot because you see the way other people interact with them or perceiving them at a party or whatever? Or is it genuinely, I would like to spend time with this person one-on-one and get to know them?
Yeah, like, am I interested in the attention that they're getting?
Yeah.
Or would I like to give them my full attention?
Exactly.
You know? And that's law, baby.
Exactly.
And that's law.
That is. Okay. I'm going to find some more. In the meantime, do you think there's more witches or elephants?
I honestly think just based on what I've been hearing about the elephant numbers recently, and, you know, there's a lot of poaching.
Yeah.
I would say there's more witches. Have you seen TikTok witches? They are out and about.
Is it controversial to say that I feel like there should be some gatekeeping on witchery? Like, because everyone's just calling themselves a witch these days.
Right.
And I feel like
I'm allowed to call myself a witch at this point.
What spells have you cast?
I actually have cast spells before, in all seriousness.
Have they worked?
Yes.
They have?
Yes.
Okay, you're a witch then.
And also, like, I cursed an entire year. Is that not...
Okay, yeah,
is that not giving witch to you?
That's fair.
We used to have parties... around a campfire that we would, we made like a full wooden wicker person that we would burn for solstices. We would have solstice parties And you had to come with something that you wanted to, depending on if it was spring or fall or whatever.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Because the solstices are different. Some are like the harvest. So it's like the bringing in of like goods and light. Anyways, it's all different. But one of them was
like
moving on. So you had to come with something that you wanted to like move on from, and you had to burn it in the fire and share why you wanted to move on from it. And I one time brought a letter from my ex that he wrote me, and I moved on. The next day he was hit by
a bus. It's that easy, folks. It's that easy.
It's that easy, folks.
You just make a life-size wicker person.
So I think I'm allowed to say I'm pretty witchy.
Burn a letter and...
That's not like subtle witchery.
No, that's...
I think the cursing of an entire year is probably my best work, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You owe the universe an apology.
Yeah.
Okay. We're actually answering a lot of questions. Do you feel that way too?
Oh, we are slaying these questions. Good.
How do I stop resorting to mindless Tinder hookups just to feel seen?
Who says you have to?
I like that answer. If you feel like it's like weighing on you in a negative way because internally you don't like it, then that's something to think about. Go to therapy. But if it's something that you think is like shameful externally because you've been taught that like sex is shameful, then like unpack that too, because I don't think that casual sex is a bad thing.
No, I also think that there is like definitely something to be said of like being seen by a partner and like the connection and quick connection that provides. I don't think there's necessarily, or there doesn't have to be, a negative connotation to that. And if it is weighing on you, once again, go to therapy.
Yeah, especially with being LGBTQ+, I can totally see, like, again, you can 100% identify anywhere on the spectrum without having any like action to explain that sexuality. Like, you can identify as a lesbian, as a woman, without ever having hooked up with another woman, made out with another woman, dated another woman. But I understand the want to experience that in order to like internally like validate that.
Yeah. It's also like, are people telling you like, oh, you're just like hooking up with people to validate your own feelings? Or do you feel fulfilled physically, mentally, sexually when you're hooking up with somebody?
Yeah.
Because I think that's very valid if you do. If you feel like you're your hottest, fullest self when you're having a hookup, I would say keep doing it.
I agree. Okay. Someone said,
doing this stuff. I was going to be like filling holes, finding goals. Oh, I don't know what they're doing now. Having your holes filled. All of it.
Okay.
All of it and none of it at the same time.
Wow. That was inspirational. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's law, baby. It's law.
I hate that now this is going to become a thing that you're like a lawyer.
No, I literally have questions. The memory of a newt. I will forget that this entire conversation
Thank God,
happened.
Honestly. Okay. Moving out for the first time and in with my girlfriend. Any adulting/relationship advice? My biggest one with this is establish who does what, because you don't actually, I think it's like this weird like thing that everyone has to like split everything, like split chores, and like everyone has to do everything equally, when by nature human beings are good at different things or enjoy
like,
doing
Julia's
different things.
So good at cleaning.
So good at cleaning.
Awful, abysmal cook.
Terrible. So I do all the cooking. Yeah. I do all the cooking. Julia does all the cleaning. Not all the cleaning. That's extreme. But she does like
cleaning.
She does the deep cleaning. She does the laundry. I do the all the grocery shopping. I do all the cooking, garbages. Like, we have different jobs.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to like establish that, especially if it's like both your first time living out of where you grew up and with a partner. I feel like a lot of people don't, like, when you have roommates first, you kind of figure out how to live with someone that's not like a family member or your parent. And a lot of time, I think when you move right in with a partner, that can get in the way of your relationship, because a lot of people, especially people that aren't used to taking care of their home, don't understand how much goes into that, because it's just always gotten done, so you just don't notice it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally. I also would say, do not stop talking about how you feel about those things.
Yeah.
Because if there is something that is being done that is making your brain think something, if you do not communicate it, it's just going to bubble up into resentment.
Absolutely. And I think, yeah, I think that's super important. Another thing, another piece of advice that I know I've given before on this podcast, but I'll mention it. When you move in, especially, unfortunately, I don't know how you identify, but like speaking from my experience and friends' experiences as a woman who loves women, there is a stereotype that's often true that you become extraordinarily codependent.
Yeah, take your own time.
Take your time to do your own thing, have your own nights out.
See like, your own friends.
It's fun to play house. It's fun to like always be around each other and plan things together. And it's very exciting. But I think long term, it's extraordinarily beneficial to like lay the groundwork of separating your time. Because otherwise, I've had friends in situations where they start doing that like 2 or 3 years in, and their partner perceives that as them they're getting away. Over them yeah. and they're pulling away.
It's also so exhausting to be a friend of a couple who's in playing house mode.
And it's like,
Okay, well, fuck my drag.
Seriously.
I guess I'll just piss on myself for like 5 years until you want to hang out with me again.
So what you've been doing for the last five, too.
I'm peeing right now, yeah.
I know. Speaking of, just to wrap this podcast up, this entire time I've been...
Oh, yeah.
I've been sitting on a period rag.
Did we catch anything?
Let me check.
For the patrons! Period rag reveal.
I got here and I was like, fuck, I got my period.
Well,
and,
first of all, you asked for a grocery bag.
Well, I just wanted so it didn't go through to your couch.
I feel like the audio of you sitting on a plastic not a lawnmower.
No, I was at a brewery, as I mentioned before this, and then I got my period and I was like, I've got to jam toilet paper up my hoo-ha. Which, do you know about that, the like roll up of toilet paper and you make like a tampon?
I've heard of it. There's also like tampons in this home.
I know, but I just had that already in.
Oh,
it's already been inserted. The makeshift MacGyver. Right before I got here.
Yeah.
And then I didn't like ask. And then I was like, okay, well, in case it comes through, what I'll do is I'll just ask for a grocery bag because then it's just on the grocery bag. And instead, Sean brought me this lovely red towel.
Yeah.
In fact, we'll do a reveal for the patrons right now.
It's pink, but...
I feel like this is a safe towel to bring because if I had bled through, at least it's not obnoxious.
Exactly.
The things that you get being a patron of this podcast. There's nothing on there. Can you imagine if there was? That would have been like...
An OnlyFans post.
Can you imagine in this minute that I pulled the towel up, I bleed through onto your couch?
Hey, sit up. Okay.
I hate this.
Exactly.
Just stop. Okay. We need to say goodbye. Where is the fucking button? Are you there? Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you got all the advice that you needed.
I hope you're feeling incredibly advised.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got through like a lot today.
We got through like five. Usually we get through two.
And they were kind of heartfelt.
Very heartfelt.
And I also think that I established that I'm mad at you and that I'm doing a meetup in Vancouver and I want everyone to come.
I think the takeaway from this is if you're in a relationship right now, make sure that all of your belongings are still there.
Just take a peek.
Just take a quick peek. Rate your top 10 valuables and then just go check on them.
Have you ever stolen anything from a partner?
Just like their trusting and understanding of people, their willingness to love, probably mostly.
So everybody at home, joy. Check on that. I've stolen probably like $20 from Julia here and there. Because she has I shouldn't say that. She carries a lot of cash. That sounds bad.
I might be robbing Julia at this point.
I'm putting a hit on Julia at this point. Sometimes a lot of these queer events is cash only. What's going on about that?
Pickpocket Central.
Well, thank you so much for listening. Please follow or subscribe. Sean to 8K.
Sean to 10K.
At Sean Dumbledore. Screech for the stars.
Yeah.
And also follow me at Brianne Williamson. Just
make it seem like it was impossible, Brie.
No.
Go off, Brie.
I think it's going to happen if we keep bullying people.
That's, I think, the key.
It's just, we got to come stronger and harder every week.
That's what I've been saying. We have to be coming harder and stronger.
Seems like nobody wants to come these days.
It seems like nobody's coming harder and faster, stronger these days.
And until next time, we will see you around the gate road.